It's now time for the most enlightening and ear-pleasing 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another sublime edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. If you recall, I went a few weeks without achieving perfection, but being a loyal listener of this grand segment, you can already surmise that perfection can only elude me for so long. Let's review the tape. Give me the Bills over the Lions 34-32.
And the kick. Oh, it's good.
You couldn't tell either,
no,
could you?
We had to wait for the signal.
It must be nice to always believe you know better, to always think you're the smartest person in the room.
No, it's awful.
Give me Penn State over MSU 38-10.
They're looking for that final nail in the coffin. And they may have found it. Touchdown, Penn State.
I don't throw darts at a board. Bet on sure things.
Give me Michigan over Ohio State 30-26.
They will not catch Donovan Edwards. He will score. Donovan Edwards.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. Not again.
Oh, my God. The quarterback is toast.
Genius? No. Brilliance? No, I wish. Everyone, it's simple. It's just too easy reaching perfection at times. I knew the Lions would battle, but they are not a winning organization yet. There was no way Michigan State was beating Penn State in Happy Valley, and there was no way Michigan would lose to Ohio State in the Horseshoe. And Wolverines alum and fans alike owe Jim Harbaugh a sincere thank you. Jimmy saved Michigan's football program as they now go for their second straight Big Ten title this Saturday. My overall record reaches a respectable 34-15 level. Reaching perfection should not be this simple, should it? Perhaps that's why I'm challenging myself this week by picking just not three games, but four games. So, without any further ado, here are my picks. Let's begin with the MAC Championship Showdown happening in downtown Detroit on Saturday at noon between the Toledo Rockets and the Ohio Bobcats. Toledo is trying to win its fourth MAC title while Ohio has reached this game five times, but has come away empty-handed. Toledo is favored, but the Bobcats' offense is explosive. I just don't think the Rockets will know what hit them. Sorry, Klinger. Give me Ohio over Toledo 33-29. In the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals are getting ready for a battle this Sunday at 4 p.m. when they host the Kansas City Chiefs in a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. And like last year, give me the Bengals over the Chiefs 31-26. Back to college football, where the undefeated and second-ranked Michigan Wolverines will try to successfully defend their Big Ten crown when they take on the upstart Purdue Boilermakers in the Big Ten Championship game. Coverage starts Saturday night at 7 on 790 News Radio WSGW, your home for Michigan football. It may have taken a bit longer than he may have wanted, but Jim Harbaugh has returned Michigan as the kings of the Big Ten. Ohio State just cannot deal with the physical brand of bully ball that Michigan plays, and I can't foresee Purdue doing much better. Give me Michigan over Purdue 41-17. And finally, your competitive but still finding ways to break your hearts, Detroit Lions host the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday at Ford Field with kickoff at 1 p.m. Now, Detroit is a slight favorite going into this one, and I hate to say this, sports fans, but I don't have a good feeling about this game. Jacksonville arrives in the D with lots of momentum after an emotional win against the Ravens last week. They have an offense that's scoring points, and their defense is a bit better than Detroit's. This feels ripe for a Jaguars upset win, but you know what? I think the Jags are actually due for a letdown, while the Lions continue to fight hard for every yard. And look for Lions wide receiver DJ Shark to post some big numbers against his former team. Give me the Lions over the Jags 29-27. So I've got Ohio over Toledo, the Bengals over the Chiefs, Michigan over Purdue, and the Lions over the Jaguars. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.